We are learning with Sechlis and Dorim, Dab Samach Bezim and Bezim, and we're starting three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, Sharu Leila Tzuvim Rabbanu Lameymar, Tzuvim Rabbanu Ano, Sharu Li Tigroi Bereisha. Rav says that a Tzuvim Rabbanu can say, by the way, I'm a Tzuvim Rabbanu, I want to go first in Din Torah, because that's something that he deserves, that's something that he's supposed to get. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Ubnei David Kahanim Hayum. The children of David were Kahanim. And the Kasha is, we know David was not a Kohen, David was in Shevet Yehuda. What does it mean Kahanim? So the Gemara says, the means is that his children were Chachamim. And Ma Kohen Oito Baroish, after Hamun Chachamim Oito Baroish. Just like the Kohen gets first, Tamun gets first. The Kohen went all on, how do we know a Kohen? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, V'kidashtoi Shemekadashim Keslechem Elekechu Makrev. The Torah of Rabbi Shmuel was mean V'kidashtoi. V'kidashtoi Chol Dovah Shemekdusha, every Dovah Shemekdusha, he goes first. For example, if Tayach Rishon, Tapa on my base, if Tayach Rishon, which means Kriyas Atayra, he goes first, Levarach Rishon, he gets to bench, he gets to lead the benching. But Lito Mono Yafa Rishon, in those days, leading benching meant more than just saying Rabbi Yisrael Vala benching, it meant also they will Moitzi the other people in benching, and they get the right for that. But Lito Mono Yafa Rishon, and also when there's a Shutvis and there's two equal Chalakim, he gets to pick first which one he wants. Omar Rava, Sharul Tzuvim Rabbanu LeMeimar, a Tzuvim Rabbanu is allowed to say, Lo Yavina Karga, I'm not giving the taxes. The Chsiv says a Pasuk in Ezra, that Ezra said there that the taxes would not have to be paid by the Tamid Chacham. The Chsiv, Minda B'loi V'Halach, three type of taxes, Minda B'loi V'Halach, Lo Yishal Tamim Leim. I won't put on them, I won't put on Tamid Chacham. And the Gemara explains what's these three type of taxes. Baruch Yehuda, Minda Zuv Nasa Melech. That's the payment that has to go to the king, always gets a certain payment, determined by other taxes. But below is that zu kesu gato. That's the head tax. But halach zu arnuna, that is the arnuna. What's arnuna? Rana is tupshatim. Either means the sudas hamelach, that when the melach goes with his army from place to place, the city people have to give him food, or it means that Arunu is a shutvis, that the king used to have a chelik in all the animals, and anyone who had animals had to give a certain portion to the king. You have Gemara Pesachim about that. Gabi Bechar, Ayin Sham, Bakapam, that's what means Arunu. Vama Rava, Shara le Tzuvra Rabbanu Lemeimar, Avdo de Nura Ano. A Tzuvra Rabbanu can say, he wants to get out of the taxes, in a case where it's not mechuyev to pay taxes, he can say, I am serving the people who serve the Avodah Zarah. Lo yavina karka, therefore I don't want to pay taxes. Ah, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to moidit the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to say that the Avodah Zarah is something good. So how do I do that? My time, lavruch erimine kamba. He's not trying to say that he's working for the Avodah Zarah mamish. He holds up the Avodah Zarah mamish. All he means to say is, I want to get out of my taxes. But his lev is l'shamayim, like the Ran says, because Hashem lekecha ish oich lahu, when he says, after the nura, I'm serving the fire, it means Hashem. That's his das. And Tzuvra Rabbanu means, even in Tzuvra Rabbanu, which Be'achil Hashem is allowed to say such a thing, he's allowed to say that I'm serving Hashem, and therefore, that's what I mean to say when I say Avdu Nura. He's allowed to say that. So when it says Tzuvra Rabbanu, means even Tzuvra Rabbanu. The Rosh actually learns, Dafka Tzuvra Rabbanu could say that, because they're worried if a regular guy says that, it's going to be mezalzel in such a thing, and therefore we don't let him do such a thing. So it means the Tzuvra Rabbanu is allowed to say, I am serving the Avodah Zarah, even though you're not serving the Avodah Zarah. He means to say, I'm serving the Nura, which is Akaris Baruch Hu. And he's only saying because he wants to get out of the taxes. And as he's speaking, yeah, he's saying, Lo Yavina Karga, therefore we just, my time of Ruch Ari Minei Kam, means he's just saying it to get out of taxes, not because he wants to say that I serve Avodah Zarah. Rav Ashi, Havlehu Abba, Rav Ashi had a certain forest, Zavni Lebeinura. He sold it to the people who served the Avodah Zarah. Omalei Avinu Rav Ashi, Ha'ikah Fnei Yivel Yisrael Mechshol. Isn't there a Fnei Yivel Yisrael Mechshol? How do I do that? Omalei, Rav Eitzim La'asakon Inu Nitnu. Most people buy Eitzim, buy the wood, buy the firewood, in order to warm themselves up. So I can be Taila that I'm selling for that, but not for Avodah Zarah. But it's mashma that if you sell Avodah Zarah, be a problem, also Fnei Yivel. So the Mitzchias already asks that, why is it lifting Iver? He could buy the wood anywhere else. There's no lifting Iver on that. So he answers, talking about the Isra Mesayeya de Oiv de Avera. And when it sounds like from Mitzchias, from that, it's means on the Yad Malachi, there's the Isra Mesayeya even by a Goy, even by a non-Jew. Some people hold only Isra Mesayeya by Yisrael, but he sees Isra Mesayeya even by a non-Jew. But Hakoponim, we see from here, that you're not allowed to sell to the church or anything like that. You cannot sell things like that and make profit off them. That's the sifim this Gemara. It's only if it's roiv. If it's only if you go bus a roiv, could you sell it? But ready. But usually you cannot sell to a kaimer or to a church anything like that. So someone has to be careful before they do business with the church or things like that, because it's not so posh like even this Gemara. If it's clearly going for that, you're not allowed to do that. Look, Dr. Tysus, I'll read it from Tysus, says, Nikan yesh lilmoid, she'osur lahalvois moyois, you now lend money, l'tzorich binyan of his chavim, for building of his chavim, or l'tzorich tachshita, or for his jewelry, kolshkin limkelem mishamshim, v'divri tiflos, kun gevim, mit matchois v'svarim, v'amineya yatzliach, Dr. Tysus. Someone's a meneah for that is matzliach. I happen to know someone a bunch of years ago that he does stocks or commodities, and he was offered from the Church of England a big amount of money, millions and millions of dollars to invest. He does investments. They wanted to invest like $25 million something by him, something like that, and he gets commissions like a few percent on this money. It was a major deal, but it was from the church. And he went to ask a Rav Feivel Kohn Zatzal. Rav Feivel Kohn Zatzal told him not to do it. It's even this Gemara is the thing. You should not do business with them. Don't do business with them. It's and Vahimeneya Yatzliach, Zok the Taisvish. Vahimeneya Yatzliach. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Ad Hakotzir, Achi Yaschala Om Liksar. So going back to the Mishnah. We had a Mishnah before that if someone says, I'm going to aser something, let's say wine, whatever it is, until the Kotzir, until the Batzir. So there, you aser until it reaches his man Kotzir. And not only that, if you say Achi Yehei Kotzer, also it's only to the beginning. Why? Since the Kotzer, the cutting season, does not have a Zman Kavua, doesn't have a finite time, therefore always means till the beginning of the Kotzer. Okay, what's the beginning of the Kotzer? That's all Mishnah will discuss. Ara Kotzer, Achi Yaschalom Liksar Ktir Chitim, until the people start cutting the wheat. Avaloi Kotzer Sarim, but cutting the barley is not considered the Kotzer season. And I call another thing is I call it the Mokum Nidroi. When is it called starting the season? Wherever the Mokum Nidroi is, so wherever you made the Neder, in that place, when the cutting season starts in that place, that's when the Neder starts. Imhoye Bahar, if you made the Neder while it was in the Har, even though after it went to Abika, but it goes with the starting of the Har in the mountains. Imhoye Abika, it was in the plateaus. But Abika, wherever it starts the season in Abika, that's when the Neder starts, even though he went afterwards to the Har. So that's the halacha of Adar Kotzer. Adak Shamim, he says, I'm asering wine until the rainy season. So, or he says, Acha Yiyu Adak Shamim, the same thing, it means Acha Terid Vyashniya, until the rain starts, until the second rain starts. Because again, by Shamim, since the Hamshacha, the amount of time it takes is not a finite time, so even if you say Acha Yiyu, it means till the beginning. Now, what's called the beginning? So the Tanakhama says, when the second rain starts, because in the rainy season, there are three rains. There's rains by the beginning, then there's second rain and third rain. There's three times of rain. It's called Revi'a because it's Revitz ala Aretz. The rain like it crawls on the ground. Agaponim, when the second rain comes, it's mostly you have that actual rain, that's when the Neder starts. When the second Zman starts, even if it didn't rain. So that's the halacha by rain. If someone says, until the end of the rain, until rain stops, so then it's the machlokes. Achi yetzei nisan kula d'ramei. Ramei says, "Till you finish nisan, because it's still called the rainy season, and it's still after nisan. It's still called rain until after nisan." Rabbi Yehuda Machi Yava Pesach, until after Pesach. After Pesach doesn't rain anymore. Between Pesach and Sukkot doesn't rain anymore. So that's why it means out of Pesach. So that's machlokes if it means achi yetzei nisan or achi yava Pesach. So that is our Mishnah. So the first part of Gemara, we'll talk about the beginning of the Mishnah. Tanya, no da the kayets, begol. If you aser until kayets, till the cutting season of the figs, begol, v'yerid ha'mokim, then afterwards you went down to the valleys. Af b'shagia kayets ha'mokim, even though in the valleys already, it reached the season of kayets. Also, after you get kayets begol, gol is more north, and there it takes longer to reach the kayets season. Still, he's also after you get kayets begol, because you go bust at a place where you made the nether, like we spoke about in the Mishnah. Wherever you make the nether, that is where it's chal, the nether. And that, and therefore, even in the place we are now, right, it's not the kayets, but you said out of kayets, and out of kayets is out of kayets begolil, which is a later time, so it goes where the main nether, that's what his man goes with. Zogt die Gemara weiter. It says, Ana geshom as yu geshom. Ach, teri revi ashni ashun milan. Bechoik es ashun milan. Tanakamo, if it's ad the zman geshom and mamish, it starts raining, or tol ach, teri revi ashni. Or until the revi ashni, which means either the zman or when it actually rained. So Gemara says, Om Rav Zera, machloikis to oma ad geshom. The machloikis between Rav Shimon Milan and Tanakama is only if he said ad geshom. But if it's a geshem, l'kuliyama means there's man geshamim, not actually raining. So the Ran here has a discussion, what's the difference between ara geshem and ara geshamim? So he explains, the Ran explains, that me'ikya adin, really, it should only be till the zman of geshem. Why? Why should it be only zman? Because since it doesn't have a clear starting time, so how can you say he means that I'm answering until the rain starts? You have no idea when the rain's going to start. So a person does not put himself into a suffix. He wants to have a clear time to start to when the nether ends. So therefore, when he says Ala Geshem, it says till the rainy season, it definitely means the Zman Geshem. But the Tanakhama says, since he added the word Geshamim, you didn't say Geshem, say Geshamim. So since he added on, it must be saying, you know, I do care, I don't care about suffix. And I do mean to say until it actually rains, I make an edit until it actually rains. So since he said Geshamim, he added something on, so there we assume you mean actual rain, not the zman of the rain. So the Ran asks, so why by Kotzir do we go Basar, the actual cutting season? Why there don't we also have halacha that's told the zman of the kotzer? Because there also it's not clear when he's going to start cutting. So why don't you say told the zman? Enfit Iran, simple. There's no zman of kotzer. By the rain, we'll see in a Mishnah momentarily, is machoikis, it's a tesefta really, and a part of a Mishnah also, that we'll see maybe on tomorrow's daf, we'll have to do it. They'll see there's different zmanim for the rain. The Chazal gave us the zman for the rains. They're passing to say actually a zman. Matcha'inkin Ktzir Chit does not have a zman because every region and every year has a different zman. There is no zman for Kotzer. So there, Ara Kotzer has to mean until it starts. You have no choice. But by Kshamim, you have a choice. There is a zman for Kshamim. So there, the Gemara is saying right now is Ara Geshem L'Kuli Alma Moida. It means until the zman of Kshamim. Matcha'inkin, if you say the word Kshamim, Ara Kshamim, since you mentioned rain a little more, but Ribui, so you meant to add on, and you meant to ask yourself even more, even past this man, until it actually rains, you will be usher in your nether. And Metzushem, in tomorrow's daf, we will continue with the Meisvei, on this Rab Zeru, who says that there is no machlokes by the Geshem, and the whole machlokes is only by Adak Shamim.